Josie De La Fuente and her 30-year-old son live in a small two-bedroom apartment in southeast Fresno.
What'd you do today at work?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
I tell him that and he tells me, I don't know.
Just over a year ago, she joined the ranks of the thousands who turned to short-term, high-interest loans to make ends meet. She says taking out a payday loan ensnared her.
Imagine me, you know, getting a payday loan, paying a $300 loan with all the other bills that I have. You know, the car payment, the apartment, the rent, and all that stuff. You know, I'm not going to have any money left, you know, with all that.
Just under 12 million Americans use payday loans each year to cover gaps in expenses and to pay for unexpected emergencies. Here's how it works. A borrower can walk into a loan store with a check and a pay stub and get a loan for, say, $250. They give the lender a check for $300 dated for their next payday. In De La Fuente's case, she was able to pay off her loans on time, but many consumers don't or can't. Not only do they face potential overdraft fees, but also additional interest if they choose to renew their loans for another month, continuing the cycle.
I don't recommend it to anybody. It's a situation that we get ourselves into that sometimes that you think that there's not a way out, but there is a way out.
According to a new Pew Research Center study, researchers found that only 14% of borrowers can afford enough out of their monthly budgets to repay an average payday loan of $400. And 27% of payday loan customers wind up with bank account overdraft fees. It's an issue that's drawn the attention of Faith and Community, a Fresno-based group of religious leaders who say the city has too many loan sharks that unfairly target low-income communities, trapping people in a cycle of debt. Andy Levine is the group's director.
We're okay with payday lenders operating. They fill a need, but 459% APR is absolutely unacceptable and immoral.
Levine's group is urging the Fresno City Council to cap a number of payday lenders in the city at 67.
We realize that's going to take a lot of organizing, a lot of pressure, especially given how powerful the payday lobby is.
The group has been working with council member Oliver Baines to bring the issue of payday lending before the council in the coming months. Baines declined to comment on this story. For many, it's an issue about social justice. Pastor Paul Binion of Westside Church of God in West Fresno says payday lenders prey on people of limited resources and education. He says members of his congregation continually deal with payday loans.
You know, we call them predators. They take advantage of poor people, those who feel they have no other options. And, you know, their mission is not to help or to assist, but to take advantage of and to profiteer.
But those in the payday industry disagree. They say they're providing a needed resource.
Payday lending is just one legitimate state-regulated option for people who have bank accounts to access a small amount of cash for a short period of time. The vast majority of payday lending customers, like with almost every other financial product, they use the product responsibly, they pay it back on time, and they're done with the product as intended.
That was Greg Larson, spokesman for the California Financial Service Providers Association. Jamie Fulmer, Senior Vice President of Public Affairs with Advance America, one of the nation's largest payday lending groups, says payday lenders are misunderstood.
I think there are a lot of misconceptions and misunderstandings about the products and services that we offer by the general public, but by a segment of our population, the hardworking middle-income consumer, there is a very clear understanding of the value that we provide.
De La Fuente says the service was useful, but it was outweighed by the stress it brought her.
It helps me in some way, and in some way it doesn't, because in some way I'm giving people money that money I should be keeping for myself. That's the way I see it. If I would have continued going that way, I would always be like that. My life, I won't be able to change it.
De La Fuente's pastor suggested she get involved with the Center for Community Transformation at Fresno Pacific Seminary. The group's goal is to educate churches and their congregations in financial literacy. It was at this institute that De La Fuente learned how to manage her finances. Andrew File, a pastor at the Well Community Church in Fresno, mentored De La Fuente throughout her course.
Josie had a $75 bill still on her payday loan, and she was able to pay that off. She brought in the receipt to the class. We got to cheer her on and, got to hear her say, I'm never going to use these things again.
De La Fuente says that learning the basics about personal financial management has changed the way she sees money.
It was something that I needed to show for myself that I can do it, because once you get hooked on something and you just keep on and keep on and keep on and you never stop.
Both payday lenders and advocates agree. The best way for people to avoid using payday lenders is to learn how to manage their finances and to only use lenders as a last, well-thought-out resort. For Valley Public Radio, I'm Ezra Romero.